Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami, Florida. I am so excited and so enthused about this show. I want to thank all of you listeners for tuning in and keeping the vibration going. The purpose of this show is to bring good news to you and to keep us all on a level of high energy, high vibration, and just to enjoy it. So I just want to thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends, tell whoever you meet about this good news show, and I promise you it will keep us all on a high vibration and will just spread throughout the world, and that's the true purpose of the show. Now, we have a wonderful guest today. She has a beautiful soul. Her name is Cynthia Siegel. She is a master intuitive consultant, and she will be on at 6:30 this morning from 6:30 to 7 a.m., and if you have a question for Cynthia, we invite you to call in. We'll be giving the number out throughout the show. We want you to call in and speak to her, experience her voice, ask her a question, and find out more about her. I am on air with Sherry. Are you here, Sherry?
I'm here, Patty. Good morning, everybody.
Sherry, tell us about the Living Large series and what we're doing with that today.
Okay, well, We started last week with the Living Large series, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback from people that have emailed us to let us know that they're really enjoying hearing our feedback on this. So just to give you a little backup on it, with the first series was Living Your Life Large and getting excited about your life and being unstoppable. So the purpose, finding out our purpose, can ignite our spirit. It will give a meaning to our life. Purpose is the why of why we're here. And what is our special calling? It gives us the drive to continue no matter what our challenges are. And today we're going to be on week two of this series, and it's Live Your Passion. So I just want to start a little bit by reminding everybody about what I said last week about taking 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night and visualize what would you be doing and asking yourself, what would I be doing if I knew that I would not fail in my life? And start dreaming about it. That's what visualizing is. It's seeing it really happening already. It's feeling yourself in that position, seeing yourself dressed, and how you're interacting with others. Elaborate on your dream and act as if it's already happening. And I really encourage everybody to start and do this with us, because what we're asking you to do, we're also doing ourselves. So that's a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today. And one of the things in our second week on Living Your Passion is I'm going to also ask you to take some notes, so that you can think about, are you passionate about your life now? Do you love what you do? Are you pursuing a career and a goal that really creates the enthusiasm and excitement energy that you want to create? So, by pursuing our dreams and our goals, that's what we're living in alignment with our strengths and our desires. And that's how we live in our passion, and then it becomes effortless. Nothing can stop you.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to recap. Week one was finding your purpose,
right,
and now we're on week two, which is living your passion,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Okay. So with living your passion, of course, you need to know your purpose. And once you identify that, you can move on to living your passion. Do you have any suggestions on how to approach that when it could involve a huge change in your life?
Yes, actually, Patty. You have to find something that you love enough to be able to take risks. You know, we have to, like, jump over the hurdles and break through the brick walls that are always going to be in place in front of us. But if we don't have that kind of feeling for what we're doing, then we'll always stop at the first gigantic hurdle that comes along.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes we're forced to stop. I know when I was got out of college and started working in the corporate environment, I studied music engineering, and which was creative. That was just my world. And then suddenly I'm in the corporate environment, and it was like hitting a brick wall. It stopped me up, and it took 5 years to stop me, but it eventually stopped me and put me back into where my purpose is in this world. So
that's exactly what we're talking about. Yes, thank you for saying that, Patty, because when we determine about what we love, this is an action step, and the key is to realize what we love to do and what our assets are that we're bringing to the table. So once we really get clear on these things, it's identifying with what our likes and our dislikes are and what our challenges and our strengths are. And I always encourage everybody to write things on paper so that you can see and get a little clearer about what you're seeing. You know, it's there's something very powerful about just writing it on paper and being able to see what you're writing, and it's just, it becomes fluid.
Mm-hmm. So when you're writing it on paper, are you like focused on that paper and looking at it every day to remind yourself and maybe make small changes to it? Sometimes we write things on paper and then we can't find the paper. So it seems like there's a true importance to writing it, allowing the thoughts to go to that paper, but not forgetting about it.
Oh, definitely. Well, I make sure that I look through it every day. You know, it just becomes part of what we're doing in writing it out. I also do a visualizing. I do a book on clipping out things from the magazine about what are the things that I want to create in my life, mm-hmm. what do I want to have, and it's really a fun project to do. You get like a scrapbook or a photo book, and you sit down and with all kinds of magazines and look at the things that you want, look at the, you know, the travel things that you want to do, the business careers that you want, see yourself in relationships, and cut that out and paste it up and put little sayings on the pages also. Live and let live. Life is exciting. You know, all these little excerpts that we can put on paper next to the pictures. And every day I look through that book and I see where I'm going. I see what I'm creating. And I get closer to knowing, you know, and as it happens, I can just say, oh, I've done that. You know,
that's
went on that
that's
trip.
The true fun part is seeing what has evolved since the beginning of that book.
Exactly. And it's also, you know, like I always just said about writing down a list of all the goals that you want to create. And I'm big on lists. Have you noticed?
I've noticed. But it does help. It really, really helps.
Yeah, I love being able to cross it off as I've accomplished it. So, yeah, that's one of the great things, putting a list of all the things that you want to create. It's like making a what is your wish list of what do you want to do and what excites you. And so that's what we're going to keep focusing on the things that we're doing with getting our life on purpose and living our passion. So, you know, when we get clear on what our purpose is, we can come from a more passionate place
mm-hmm.
and get excited about our life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is a very important week in the series. Living your passion is where it starts. And the rest of the series is going to take you through the steps of living large and recognizing it and experiencing it and noticing just how great life is and appreciating every day. So thank you, listeners, for being tuned to the Good News Show. I just have a clip that I want to read. It's a bit of good news. We got this email during the week, and I wanted to share it with you. There's a wave of emails going out all over the United States, and the gist of it is to focus for 1 minute at 9 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, which would be different times in the other time zones. And for that 1 minute, they are focusing on the election. Many Americans know that the United States is different now, and this election can really impact our lifestyles. It can really change things once we have a new president, and people are concerned. They're anxious about it. They really just want the best for the United States and everybody, all of the citizens. So for 1 minute, from 9 p.m. Eastern time to 9:01 Eastern time, in the United States, we're asking just to stop whatever you're doing. If you can remember, just stop and focus on the election and hope or pray or meditate on the election having the best outcome for the purpose of our country. And I just wanted to share that because I feel that's really, really good news. People are really taking an interest in this election. So if you can remember it, do it. Listeners, I want to invite you to send emails throughout the week. We enjoy getting feedback. We enjoy getting your good news stories, and we want you to participate. So send an email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought, and we will share it over the airwaves. If you are listening to us live, you can call us at 347-324-5983. Again, that's 347-324-5983. This show is brought to you live Monday mornings from 6 a.m. Eastern Time to 7. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. What I want to tell you is also our show next week is on Believe in Yourself. So tune in next week to get a few of our tips on that topic. So getting back to today, if we can find our purpose in life and live our passion, then we can integrate our purpose in our life. We can put it integrated through our job, through our business, and in our community. And one of the things that we can do is we can sign up for a committee or something that we've been really thinking about doing, something like volunteer one day a month and be of service to somebody.
Okay, so these are suggestions that once you find your purpose and you're starting to live your passion, you'll have this extra energy, and these are things you can do to enhance life?
Exactly. Well, they're just suggestions, of course, but it's, you know, things that we can do to go out and do a little service for others, because as we're creating our life and our passion, we're excited about it, and we want to do things for others also.
And that's living large.
That's living large. We can be a mentor to somebody, like an employee, new employee that's coming to work with us. We can mentor them. We can be a big brother or sister. And there's a group out there called Love Letters, and they write to children with illnesses. And I know a few people that have gotten on that wagon and are doing that, and they're getting a lot of joy from that.
Do they have a website?
They do. It's loveletters.com.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I know a few people that have gone to the Habitat to Humanity, and they're helping people of need build homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like really excited about what they're doing. And when you keep giving back, you're opening up your energy to receive more. You can also do something for someone or provide a service that nobody knows that you're really doing except yourself. And that's a really nice thing. Or if you're living in Miami, you can give us private Spanish classes. You know, there's two great days in our life, Patty. It's the day we're born and the day we discover why.
I love that. And I love that. It really makes you think.
It does. It does. I just wanted to tell everybody our little mantra that we say each week in case we don't have time to say it later, but we want to tell you to live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. We're very excited about the show that we're doing. We've gotten so many great feedback and emails, and as we're out, everybody that we're coming in contact with, we're getting so many great speakers, people that are interested, they want to participate. As soon as they hear good news, people are writing us about what they're doing in the community, and we encourage everybody to let us know more, and more feedback, the better, we like it.
Mm-hmm. There's when I tell people about the Good News Show, their eyes light up and they smile, and it's like that's the whole idea behind the show. And if we could do that and spread that feeling, then the show's reached its purpose. So we
right.
do want you to get excited with us. Tell your friends and send emails out to your email list. Let them know about the Good News Show so that we can keep this vibration going. And hopefully just enjoy this and continue and have this evolve into the best Good News Show in the world.
Yeah, and we are so grateful, which brings me to gratitude, because I love talking about gratitude. And each week, you know, I like to mention this because it's something that we sometimes forget. You know, we need to be reminded about being grateful. If we think about deprivation, it creates deprived thinking. And we want to create what we have into more. You know, we've been living sometimes in fear of not having enough. And sometimes we're so focused on what we don't have that we fail to appreciate all that we have. And deprived thinking creates a negative thinking that can prevent us from seeing what's good in our lives. So today we can say stop, and the good stuff stops the good stuff from happening. So we can stop it now and tell ourselves there is enough and I deserve the best. And, you know, we have to acknowledge what we have and be thankful for everything. It's really what turns things around in your life. And every time we have a negative thought, we counteract it with a grateful thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an attitude adjustment.
Mm-hmm. And it attracts people with this similar attitude, gratefulness, happiness. It doesn't,
exactly.
It turns people on. It doesn't turn them off.
Exactly. Soon, we notice that what we think wasn't enough will become more than enough. And it's an attitude of gratitude.
Love it. I love that. That's going to be in my mind all day today. I'm having an attitude of gratitude.
Right.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. We also, you know, we're talking about gratitude. When we write things down, as I was saying, we're also writing down all the things that we're grateful for. And when you see that in front of you, you can wake up and you can think you're having a lousy day, things are just not working for you. And then you write down like 5 or 10 things that you're grateful for, and it turns things around where you or all of a sudden in that attitude of gratitude, and you're thinking, you know what, things aren't as bad as I thought they were. And, you know, it changes things around for you. So I really encourage
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Mm-hmm. That also helps you change.
Me.
It's also helping you change the channel.
Whoa, that's, that is definitely one of the things that we are encouraging and we talk about all the time. Patty and I do that with each other. And if somebody is in a negative place or saying something, go change the channel. And that's how fast it can be, where you're
mm-hmm.
right
mm-hmm.
onto something else.
Right. And if you're talking to somebody that needs you and you notice that they could they need to change their channel, change the conversation and hopefully it'll help them change the channel. And if it doesn't, walk away.
Right. You know,
walk away. Let them deal with their and you just go walk away and smile.
Right. That's when we just acknowledge what is going on around us. We don't have to react to mm-hmm. other people's negativity. We can just let it flow right through us. Don't engage in unhealthy conversation or negative conversation. Sometimes we're going to our families and, you know, they're picking at us and they're doing all the things that families do to us, mm-hmm. and we can just let it roll right off us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Well, listeners, we want to hear from you, so pick up the phone if you're listening live. Call 347-324-5983. If you don't have access to a phone, send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or send a question. We also have the option of chatting with us, so log on and start a chat, and what we'll do is we'll read it over the airwaves just for you. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the magic city, and I believe we have a caller right now.
No,
let's
I don't
see if I can turn this on. Good morning. You're with the Good News Show. May I have your name?
Hi, this is Tony Weaver.
Tony Weaver. Tony, thank you for calling. I'm so glad you were able to call us this morning. Tony, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, what you've studied, and what your certification is in?
Oh, yes. I'm basically trained as a biologist. I have... 3 degrees in biology, including a doctorate from Stanford, and I've spent at least 15 years or more counseling people in weight loss and nutrition, and I started out doing that working with the artist management company for performing artists, and with the, since the last 7 or 8 years, I've gotten into Nordic walking and personal training as a profession, and I'm a master, I'm certified master trainer in Nordic walking, which means I can train other instructors. And I'm also an instructor, and I've had a class out here in Miami Beach for, I guess, between 6 and 7 years, and we meet on the beach and do Nordic walking, which I'll explain a little bit later if you want. But it's a tremendous exercise, and we go out for an hour every morning. In fact, I'll be leaving here after I get off the phone and meeting a group and going out. So,
and going out for an hour walk. Now, could you explain to our listeners what Nordic walking is? And maybe describe it a little bit so they could visualize what it is and where it originated from.
Yeah, well, the easiest way to explain that is visually it's like walking with ski poles, except you don't have the skis or the snow. And when we first started, we used to get quite a number of jokes about that we forgot our skis or where's the snow or are we expecting snow.
Mm-hmm.
And its origins go way, way back. There's even, I think, a painting on a cave somewhere of somebody walking with two poles. But that's more hiking. The sport itself, you can trace it back to the type of techniques that we use. It's actually invented by an American here in the Midwest, and I guess it's in Wisconsin, named Tom Rutland, who was a former cross-country ski instructor and found it to be a great exercise. And then it was later in the 90s refined by a local guy here named Dan Barrett, who has a company called Fit Trek, and he was... the pole designer for a very large walking pole manufacturer, and now has his own company called Fit Trek. It's more noted in, it had a second beginning in Europe when the Scandinavian ski teams found that it was It was a good way to train for cross-country skiing. In fact, their Olympic teams train that way, and many of them, other countries do now, in the summer. And so the techniques are a little bit different. One is more related directly to cross-country skiing, and the other is more related to actually having its roots starting walking on the ground. And it's a tremendous exercise because it burns more calories, and it has a feeling when you do it properly, you can you feel like you're being propelled from behind. And I think it relates to some, like, primitive part of our brain. And, you know, crawling, for example, on all fours is very important for our development. And I think it goes back to some instinct like that, because people really like it when they get started on it. Mm-hmm. And it has other benefits. It takes the load off the legs, so it's much more easy on your knees and your joints. And we have mm-hmm. Some people with artificial joints, hip replacements, and that are actually able to walk better with the poles than they are without them, and they really like it. It's a really really it sounds strange, but it is. Once you do it, you really get kind of hooked on it.
Mm-hmm. And Tony, can you tell our listeners how to reach you, and if you have a website that they can look into?
Yeah, the easiest way is to give me a call or send me an email and get on my list. These classes I do in the morning actually are free, and I provide demonstration poles, so you can borrow a set of poles for a few days to see if you like it before you make an investment. And the poles cost less than a pair of shoes. But, you could call me at 305-785-6289, or you could email me at Tony, T-O-N-Y, at Nordic Walking Club. It's just like it sounds, Nordic, N-O-R-D-I-C, then walking, and then club.com. And my website is www.NordicWalkingMiami.com.
NordicWalkingMiami.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tony, I'm just so pleased that you have called. We know that you've taken this to a focus on a certain age group, and it's good news. And I just want you to explain a little bit about what you're trying to do with the seniors.
Well, actually, people of all ages can do this. I forgot to mention that in Europe, it is the fastest growing sport in Europe right now, all over Western Europe. But,
wow.
So I found that most of the people are, kids can do it, and young people in their 20s. Usually people from the 30s and 40s are that start out with it, but what is amazing is that we get a lot of seniors. Baby boomers and seniors are kind of my specialty that I work with individually a lot. And we have people in their 80s that are out there. And what's amazing is they find that they get kind of rejuvenated by doing this. You know, they're a little worried in the beginning, but once they get going, they find that they can start to build up their stamina, and they start feeling better. And it actually is, in my opinion, if you're looking for a magic bullet for your health, it is aerobic exercise.
Well, that is wonderful. That it's something that people of all ages can do, but especially the elderly, because we need exercise all throughout life, and it gets difficult as we age. So So this is something that can help them. Well, Tony, I want to thank you so much for calling. Listeners, you have Tony Weaver's information. And contact him, learn more about Nordic walking, go on to his website and read about it so you can see some pictures and get a visual of it. And if you want to try it, you know how to contact him. So, Tony, thank you again for calling, and we hope to hear from you again.
And we'd love to have you on our show at another time, Tony. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, great talking
to you. All right. All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. We have a couple of callers calling in. I think we have our guest, Cynthia Siegel. So let's try to...
Very exciting. Very excited to have Cynthia with us.
Good morning. You're on the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia. It's good to have you here with us.
It's wonderful to be invited. Thank you so much. Who doesn't want to share good news first thing Monday morning?
It is a great way to start the week.
It is. Cynthia, could you explain to our listeners a little bit about who you are and about your gift and tell them what a master intuitive consultant is?
All right. Thank you. Let's see. An intuitive consultant is basically the new word for psychic, which goes a little deeper and creates a fuller package, if you will, than just a psychic. In my mind, is someone who does future telling. And an intuitive is someone who is using psychic skills to go inside you, if you will, energetically, and see what's not working right. In other words, where the energy is blocked. So it's very much an energetic exchange. And my gift, thank God, is to be able to go within you energetically. You've heard the expression, we're like onions and you peel away the layers, that thing?
Yes.
And what I do is pluck the core of the onion out. So I'm able to see the root cause. And what happens when you identify that is that all the layers that you've passed on through your lifetime drop off, because there's nothing more for them to stick to. So it's not like you've gone to someone and you've discussed your problems and now you're rid of it. It's much deeper than that, because once you remove the core, all the other issues can't come back. So it's not like you need to repeat this every week on the couch or something. It's gone, and then you get to move on to another story in your life.
That's really interesting.
Very interesting. Very being able to get to your true self.
Mm-hmm. Getting to your root problem and getting rid of it. We have a caller calling in. Would you like to speak to somebody?
Certainly.
Perhaps. Okay. Let's see who's calling us. Good morning. You're on the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. And may I have your name?
This is Zena. I'm calling from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Zena, good morning.
Good morning, Zena. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Zena, we do have Cynthia Siegel online, and we would like for you to ask her a question, and maybe she can help you over the airwaves.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to know what you see possibly for God's plan for me as my service here in Mexico. I'm here and I'd like to have a direction maybe of my plan, God's plan for me in for service.
That's a great question. Okay, I need you to say in your mind your full name at birth.
My full name. Zena, in my mind, okay.
Okay, well, you're a perfect caller for this show because of your level of passion. That's a beautiful thing. What I'm getting from you at a very deep level is the need to help others. So what I would ask is, how do you support yourself? How do you make yourself happy?
How do I make myself happy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love doing good things for other people. I just want to put my energy in the right place. You know, how I just want to be able to do good things for other people, and there's a lot of ways to do that, but I want to direct myself in the right way.
Okay. So the way to discover that is to first discover what you're passionate about, and that's what this whole series is about. So perhaps Sherry or Patty, you have an idea on how she could discover her passion.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about is in writing down and getting in touch with what brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you wake up in the morning excited about, and what are you driven? How are you driven? And then just get more in touch with that, and that leads you more into what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I have always, for 45 years, I have done hair and makeup in Miami, and here I thought that I could do service in teaching some of the people, you know, that the poor people that live around the dump that just really stay in this one area to maybe teach them how to do hair and maybe get out of their way and have a trade, get out of that predicament and have a trade. But I just, you know, that's what I've done. Whether that's my passion, I'm, you know, I was thinking I was maybe moving on to something different, but maybe that's just where I'm at. Maybe that's it.
That was why my first question was, what makes you happy? So what you have to identify is, what makes me happy? What is going to make me jump out of bed as soon as my eyes are open and go, oh, wow, I get to do blah, blah again? That sort of thing. So for me, if I may, my passion is waking up in the morning. I start my life very simply. If I wake up in the morning, I figure the rest of the day is bonus. So I like to say that a miracle happened this morning. I woke up again.
Well, I do that every day, too. That's great.
Which is probably why you're on the show. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would invite you to make a list of things that make you happy. So it's not about, I want to do service for others. That's a different way of looking at it. Go deeper inside and be selfish, if you will, and decide what makes you happy, what really makes you happy. For in my case, ever since I was 16, I've had a little secret goal, which I suppose won't be secret anymore, and that is just to put a smile on everyone's face. So from that, a number of things have grown, because I'm interested in making everyone else's life a little better. And what I discovered is that really I was trying to find a way to make my life better. So it's interesting that whatever makes you happy is really what is your core issue, really what is your passion. So start with a list and email it, and we'll check up on your homework for you.
Perfect. Sounds like that's what I'm going to do. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you
for calling in, Zena.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Have
a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's interesting that your series is on living your passion, because that certainly expresses my life. And until 3 years ago, it certainly did not express any piece of my life. I spent 30 years designing computer systems for small and large corporations. And a few years ago, I received what I call a download, still using computer terms, of psychic skills and gifts. And I remember having a conversation with God, and I said, these are very exciting and I think you meant to give them to my neighbor because she's into all this. And I'm a computer geek. I had really no belief system around all of this. And I, looking back, I now call it a right turn in my life. But at that time, I remember spending so many years reading books, What Color's Your Parachute, and Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow. And I kept saying that when my it arrives, I will be ready for it. I'll be ready to move forward. And then when it arrived, my first feeling was, well, not that.
Mm.
And so here I am, taking full advantage. The reason the word master comes in is that I'm able to teach all the skills and gifts that I received. So telepathy is one of the classes I give, which is a very simple and easy skill to develop. And I like to call these skills because I know they can be developed, as opposed to gifts, which would sort of, you know, set me apart and you can't do this. I guess that's why I had to spend 30 years in computers, so that I would be able to tear apart and build structure to teach others, which is what I used to do in computers.
Mm-hmm.
And that
I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, why do you think it took 30 years of being in the computer industry before taking your right turn?
That's a good question. I would have to say it was divine timing.
Mm.
Everything happens the way it's supposed to.
Exactly.
30 years.
I know. It's amazing. And, you know, I thank God that it happened finally. Because, as I mentioned, I've been waiting my whole life for whatever it was to appear.
I love your term about making a right turn, because I have made a couple of wrong turns in my life. And so it's interesting that you use that terminology, because that's, you know, when you make that right turn, you know
exactly
you're on the right track.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that has helped to fuel my passion at working with clients, because I'm able to very quickly just pluck out the core. You saw how fast it happened with Zena.
Yeah.
And just forget about the problem. Forget about why it's not working. And now you have the direction to move forward. So even if it's a little tip, sometimes it's quite larger than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about just plucking out the core, the sort of, it's as though we create a block, and I would say that a lot of it is due to the advertising and commercialism that we are exposed to, where you're told you're not good enough, you're not tall enough, you're not short enough, you're not fat enough, you're not thin enough, your hair is the wrong color, your pants are too short or too long, or your skirt is too long or too short. So there's nothing really out there that supports us as the perfect children that we are. And I invite my clients, I'm very strict about this, to create their own cheerleading section and to cheerlead themselves all day long. So even if it's as simple as drinking a glass of water, just say to yourself, wow, I finished that whole glass of water. And what being your own cheerleader really does is brings you into the present. And when you live in the present moment, feeling and tasting and observing and smelling what's happening right now, you can't help but be excited about every second.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah, I love that. Being your own cheerleader, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we also talk about having a support system around us and keeping the sabotagers away,
mm-hmm.
and keeping that support. But being your own support system, you don't really even need to have somebody else. I mean, you
right.
want to have people in your corner, but
right.
when you have yourself in your corner,
right.
you have it all.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what I do with my clients, is I bring them back to themselves. So we are taught to go outside yourself to get achievement and to get satisfaction and to be happy. When I meet the right guy, then I'm going to be happy. When I get the right job, then I'm going to be happy. When I get that new car, I'm going to be so happy. But in the meantime, where are you now?
hoping.
Right. One of my specialties is to work with the client to design many ways to keep them present. And it's different for everyone. I remember for one woman, it was to pick out pictures from a magazine, similar to what you're doing, Sherry, and to use them to uplift her. In other words, to gather pictures, in her case, to make her smile. She was just moving through something people like to label as cancer. And by putting smiles everywhere, it reminded her to smile inside. And that's one of the fun things about working with so many different people is that each one of us is as individual as our fingerprints. And so the experiences we've had through life are as individual as well, and everyone has their own answer, even though it's all getting back to the same thing. It's all getting back to the present and just breathing and just relaxing and knowing that everything is unfolding perfectly in the moment. But to get to that place of peace, sometimes it's a challenge for some.
Now, once somebody gets to that point or gets to that feeling, do you know if there's a memory created for that feeling? And is it something once you experience it, can you recognize when you're not there and get yourself back there?
Yes. That's an excellent question. And I will add that it's different every time because every moment is different. So a lot of people will come to me and say, wow, that was so great last time and I want to have that experience again. Well, you can't. You can only have a better experience. I'm sorry. Life always gets better.
That's good news.
I thought you would like that.
I love that. Well, I know, like, on the other extreme, when we have pain, for example, physical pain, our body has a way of getting through it, and then we don't remember how severe that pain was. It's like we erase that memory or it's put somewhere in our mind. So I was curious to know about the when we're experiencing pleasure and getting to that point of just full pleasure, can you go beyond that point as you grow? And how can you get there? Not once you're aware of it, it's like you're seeking it and you can bring yourself there. So,
right. So it's a simple thing to do. And it's what I call having an experience of yourself as more than physical. Once you experience yourself as more than physical, and that is metaphysical, then the joy and the pleasure of living is, I want to say, amped up. It just becomes all that life is about. Every moment is like a joy fest. It's delightful.
Right. When people, we talk about changing the channel when, you know, people are in a negative thought space and, you know, I say it's just as quick as just changing the channel to get into positive. And what do you say about that, or how do you handle that yourself?
Okay. Usually what I suggest is that once you catch yourself on that thought pattern, and that's the first little trick, is to catch yourself thinking something you don't want to think about anymore, then to put pictures in your mind. So I use a simple technique of covering it with pictures. Let's say I'm on a thought pattern that I don't want to think about anymore. My next thing will be to change the position of my body. It's called a state change. So if I'm sitting and having these thoughts, I'll just stand up for a moment. If I'm lying down, I'll sit up like that. So by changing your body state in that second, your mind is for a moment engaged in getting all the muscles working to get you to that new place. And in that second, I suggest that people start putting new pictures on their mind. So start with a mountain, then an elephant, then a daisy, then a beautiful cloud, then a peaceful ocean, then a thunderstorm, then, and so as you continue to pile pictures on top, the original thought gets lost. And we certainly spend enough time having the same thoughts over and over again and ending up in the same place, which doesn't feel comfortable. So The minute you catch that process happening, change what you're doing and then change your thoughts. So changing the channel is exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes adding the physical movement to it. You know how sometimes you just can't seem to let go of that thought? Like, get out of my mind.
Right, you have that it's redundant over and over and over.
Exactly, exactly. So sometimes just by changing your body position will break the brain thought pattern. Jumping jacks are good.
All right, the next time I'm in public,
right.
If anyone sees me doing jumping jacks, you know what I'm doing.
I'm making the world a better place to live by thinking positive thoughts.
Oh.
Well, that's, you know, if more people would just get onto this thought pattern, you see people walking around and you know that they're, you know, well, you have to acknowledge that they're in their negative thought pattern. You know, when you see people driving and they're, you know, or their attitudes, or they're in anger, or, you know, you can get that's where they're at, and they're not changing the channel so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I always talk about putting our minds on park,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we want to come to a place of balance. So I think we're on the same wavelength with our visualizing, as I was telling everybody to visualize what they want to create in their life.
Which
so
is
I
a
love
beautiful,
what you're saying.
Beautiful
mm-hmm.
exercise. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to give my phone number, if I may, so people can get in touch with me.
Yes, let our listeners know how they can contact you.
The phone number is 305-389-1887, or you could go through my website, which is conveniently cynthiasegal.com, S-E-G-A-L. I remember when I first found that it wasn't taken, I thought, there is a divine plan afoot here. Everything just seemed to fall into place and lead me where I honestly didn't know where I was going. I had no idea what I was going to do with this gift or how to market it or even how to discuss it. Or it didn't come with a title or a teacher or a graduation certificate. It's really has been an interesting inner journey. And I guess that's why I'm so strong about people creating their own support system within, their own cheerleading system.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it's all about you. Go ahead.
Your energy is so great and so peaceful, and you just come from a place, being around you makes you feel good. Did you always have that energy feeling?
No.
Okay.
No. I lived in my little black and white world as a computer geek, and I remember many times thinking, you know, this can't be it. This can't be all. And, of course, in terms of my family, well, I was successful. I had money. So
mm-hmm.
that's it. You've done it. But the passion was missing. And this is the first thing in my life that I've been passionate about, actually helping people drop illnesses and drop stories and drop weight, thank God, and move to a happier place in their life. And that if you're a happy person, then the world you create around you, as you were saying earlier, Patty, the people that you attract are going to echo where you are. So if you walk outside the door and there's a lot of things coming at you that are not working, I would suggest you stop and change the channel.
Well, I find it amazing. I know that you can help people that are across the country, across the world. You can do this over the telephone.
Yes.
How do you do that?
That's a good question. So there's two questions that I've learned I can't answer. One is how, and the other one is why.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. There's
true purpose.
I am able to energetically get into people, as I did with Zena.
Mm-hmm.
And I go inside, and I'm always rewarded by people saying, wow, that is 100% accurate. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also I know that it's a skill, because the more I practice these skills, the stronger they become. And that's why I invite people to call me and tell me what psychic skill you would like to learn, and I'll teach you how to do it. I just taught a woman how to look inside the body. In other words, to look at the bones and the tissues. It was her granddaughter we used as an experiment. And as she's looking inside her granddaughter, she got to why her granddaughter is always having tummy aches. And it turns out it's the diet that her daughter is feeding her. So now, being the concerned grandmother, she has to go to her daughter and say, you're not feeding her the right food. Her tummy's upset. I've seen it, and this is what's happening. So it's always a lot of fun for me to see how other people in your sphere react.
Well, that's really exciting news that you're doing that teaching. I'm going to definitely jump on that bandwagon.
Look inside the tummy.
Yeah. Well, Cynthia, we have about 3 minutes left in the show. I'd like for you to repeat your telephone number one more time so they can, our listeners can contact you. And then we can sign off with, if you have a few words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Thank you. The phone number again is 305-389-1887. And my website is cynthiasegal.com. And Segal is S-E-G-A-L. And a few words of wisdom. The most powerful thing that I could share with everybody is to stop and take a breath. And just watch your breath. Go inside your body with your breath and watch what's moving, what's not moving. It's not a judgment thing. It's just a bringing you home, if you will. The strength, your strength, lies deep within. I like to call it the divine connection. We all have it. We can all access it as simply as taking a breath.
That's right up our alley.
See, that's strange.
Oh, that was comforting to me.
Yeah.
I totally felt calm when I heard you say that.
Well, good, because
nothing like feeling at home.
I plucked it out of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
That was a special gift for you.
Thank you.
My
thank
pleasure.
You. So thank you very much for being on the show. And I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in and listening to our guest and listening to the second week of the Living Large series. We have one more minute. Sherry, would you like to read our mantra?
Yes, I would like to tell everybody to live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. We always like to end with something to take you on to your day. And I'm very excited, Cynthia, that you were able to share as much as you did with everybody. You've given us some great tools to be able to work on, and I really thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's my favorite thing I'll just leave you with. When someone says to me, enjoy, I always say to them, is that one word or two?
That's great. I love that.
So I would invite your listeners to enjoy today. And it's their choice, one word or two.
And Cynthia, it was you that told us about putting joy all over, which I shared with our listeners, I think, in the very beginning. Take a bottle of joy, put it in your kitchen, put it where your computer is, put it where you wake up in the morning and see joy.
Everywhere you look, you see the word joy, and it'll shift your day.
And it will shift someone else's day as well, if you're living
right.
with someone who is not in a state of joy.
Right, right. So there you have it, listeners. Tune in to us next week for the third week of the Living Large series. We will be on air Monday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Eastern Time. send us an email during the week at thegoodnewsshow@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'll share it with our listeners over the air. And we just want you to have a great day. We love you, and thank you for all of your support. So we're signing off now.
And have a great week. And next week we'll be talking about Believe in Yourself. So thank you very much for listening to us. Have a great week.